and replace. We're just going to keep peeling shrimp. It doesn't matter where you're from or who you are, as long as you're 21 and over, in the mood, come on over to Fast Eddie's Bonaire. And I'm Fast Eddie, and I approve this message.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
LP SmartSide Trim and Siding is your durable, beautiful choice for replacing storm-damaged siding. Find an LP Build Smart preferred remodeler at SmartSideNow.com.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
If you would like to get up on the screen, is where we put the names of people holding, waiting to talk to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. I'll give you the numbers. First come, first serve, your chance to ask any question you want about your pet to a guy who really, really loves your pets, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Here we go. Numbers 314-969-KTRS. That's 5877. Or toll free 888-550-KTRS. We have more lines of the 969 than we do coming in for the toll free. Just in case you're wondering which one to call. And we'll put you on the screen. You'll talk to Dr. Doug Pernikoff, who's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, your pet's best friend from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah. Hey, how is everybody today?
Good, doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. While Dan puts people's names on the screen to talk to you, I thought I would share with you this article that I have about the money that people are spending now on their dog's teeth.
There are
dog braces.
Yep.
Oh.
And listen to this. It says people put braces on their dog's teeth for cosmetic reasons if there's too big a gap and they don't like the way... I can't believe, you know, it's one thing if it's a health issue.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
These people with too much money.
Well, I think I told you some time ago, there's a vet up in North County that's a friend of mine, and I was visiting his clinic one day, and he says, Doug, come here. And he takes me in back, and he says, look at this. And he opens up the mouth, and the dog had a complete set of braces up and down. And I go, gosh, I can't even afford that for my children, let alone my dog.
And a dog has got to hate that.
You'd think so.
Now here in this article, it says
painful too.
People are spending money on orthodontic braces, cosmetic dental work, root canals for dogs, whitening and polishing of dogs' teeth, dog mouthwashes so that their dog's breath is better when they lick them in the face, and... I cannot.
Well,
believe.
Some of those things are obviously, you know, like anything that cuts down an odor makes sense because nobody wants a stinky mouth doggy. And then, if there's like you said, if there's dental disease and you take care of the dental disease on a preventative or on an as needed basis. But yeah, I'm even as a veterinarian, I think it's great that we have that kind of scientific sophistication for our skills, but you know, I prefer to put people's money into preventative care that's really important or therapeutic care.
Yeah, I was talking yesterday, about how, you know, when I was a kid, nobody picked up any dog's poop. Dogs just poop. You didn't pick it up. Nobody picked it. I'm serious. And you know that.
It's totally correct.
Yeah, but you're old enough to know when you were a kid, you never picked up your dog's poop. You just didn't do that.
No, I still don't.
Yeah, and... Nobody ever said these words. I'll be back in a little bit. I'm taking my dog to the dentist.
Yeah.
You know, there was no dog dentist. And this article says that some of these people take the dog in twice a year for a dental checkup.
Yeah.
Really? Come on.
Yeah.
And
well,
teeth
again, depends on the dog and the breed and their particular condition. I have to actually do my little dachshund. They have such bad teeth. I have to kind of modify, clean her teeth a couple times a year just because she collects so much tartar and stuff. But that's a genetic thing.
Well, stop feeding her fish sandwiches. She won't have she won't have that tartar.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey,
thank you.
Listen, I have to tell you one thing before we get going with the questions.
Yeah.
I had to get a tire fixed. I called up AAA. This gentleman drives up. He's got your station blasting.
Beautiful.
And he looks at me and goes, "You're Dr. Doug."
Wow.
So I told him, if it's okay, I want to say hi to him. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Stephen Ray with AAA.
Stephen Ray with AAAA.
Wow, and he was great. I mean, he had that show blasting. He said, "I'm so excited to meet you, Dr. Doug." I said, "Well, that's great." So,
see, we made you
then
fun.
When I asked him to do everything for free, he said, "No, I can't do that."
Yeah, they only take it so far. All right, you ready to go?
I sure am.
All right, holding the longest would be Casey. Casey, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Casey. What can I help you with?
I actually have a question about one of my dogs. It's a 12-year-old lab that I have.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. It's a laboratory?
12-year-old lab.
12-year-old lab.
Okay.
And it's not dental related. Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. My question is he has a horrible problem with a cough.
Okay.
And I've actually taken him to the vet. He's been prednisone. He sounds like he's hacking. He sounds like a human being.
Okay, well, here's the thing. And number one, if they've ruled out something simple, I mean, not simple, but a simple rule out is heartworm disease, and they listen to the chest and they can't see anything obvious, if they've checked, if you press on the trachea, the veterinarian presses on the trachea and you get a response, that usually is related to a syndrome called tracheobronchitis or like kennel cough type irritation.
Yeah, tracheobronchitis.
So that's treated one way. If there's something else that's not happening, then he may want to get an x-ray. Yesterday we had one like that. We actually had to put fluid down the air pipe and suck it back up to send off for the pathologist to look at. So there's lots of different types of workups, and I'm not sure what he's offered you thus far.
I think she mentioned prednisone.
Prednisone is used when they think they have an allergic bronchitis or something like that, and that can be very useful, but you just want to make sure you rule out all the other things very effectively.
Now, I heard Casey's dog in the background. Listen carefully. Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
No.
So.
Well, we'll be happy to guide you any way you need to or talk to your veterinarian about questions you may have.
Great. Okay.
Right. Thank you, Casey.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye.
We're off to George. George, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, AM and the PM.
Thank you, George.
Hallelujah. Say, listen, we've done almost everything we can imagine to get rid of fleas.
Okay. On yourself? On you or your dog?
Well, actually, I probably got fleas myself.
No, that's not good.
So your veterinarian has offered you, like, Frontline or one of the new products?
Oh, gosh, yeah. The drops, the collar, the shampooing, the bedding, you name it. And it just, just don't know what to do.
Well, there are also some premise sprays, and in certain seasons you do get a super abundance of fleas that are hard to manage, and they do, you have to treat the fleas of the day, but then you have to treat the next cycle too. So I would go back to your vet. The kind of products he's offering sound right, sound correct, and I just think you need to kind of start over, kind of get a very diligent approach to cleaning up the environment that the animal's in and then also cleaning up the animals. And I think that's your best bet. They should be managed pretty reasonably. Okay?
Well, we even got the shampoo that the vet sells.
Yeah, I don't know who you've talked to, but all those products are excellent if they're used correctly. And it really, a lot of times, it's just trying to figure out what's going on in your particular household that's allowing your animals to get reinfested.
George,
okay.
George, do you have a filthy house? Is your wife a good housekeeper?
I'm the housekeeper, and hell no.
hell no.
The point is that they have an area. They don't travel the house. And I've carpeted the tile. I threw the carpet out and bought new tile, new carpeting.
Yeah, I mean, there might be that simply applying premise spray on a more regular basis than usual might be the key. And then, of course, these products that we use on the dog, sometimes we say are only once a month, but on real persistent cases, you can go once every 3 weeks or sometimes even a little bit sooner than that. And that might be what your dogs need. So,
all right, George, thank you for the call.
Bye, George.
My pleasure.
Listen to George. He gets it. Dan, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, AM and PM.
Thank you, Dan. Hallelujah. Dan, you got to turn your radio down. It's going to throw you off.
Okay. Dr. Doug, I got a mixed breed from the pound about 5 or 6 months ago. It's a real good dog, but it doesn't have fleas or anything, but it itches all the time.
Okay.
It itches or it scratches?
Some Happy Jack skin balm and doesn't seem to do the trick.
Okay, and you've been to the veterinarian, I assume?
Yeah. Okay. I was taking him to the vet, and I got to go back next month, and I use Frontline Plus and all that stuff. So.
Okay, when you're talking about itching and scratching, very often you may have a dog that has what's called atopy, which is kind of an allergic condition, and it's generalized. It doesn't tell you what's causing it. So the vet's going to offer you a couple of different approaches. The most exotic and complete approach would be to do some allergy testing, which can be blood a blood collection. Then they actually can tell you what types of issues your animal may be allergic to, certain surfaces, certain plant materials, whatever, foodstuffs. So again, I've said this before in the past, but anything that's introduced, a foreign protein or a lipid type of compound, can initiate an allergic response in your dog. It can be something he eats, something he lays on, something that he gets injected, like a mosquito, contact in the yard. Any of those things can be impacting. So, again, when we do allergy kind of testing and review, it's kind of like being a detective trying to rule out one thing after the other. And it sounds like you need to do some more work, maybe some food tests, maybe trials on the kind of surfaces that your dog is laying on.
Well, he loves to lay in the grass, you know.
Yeah, well, that can alone can be a real stimulant for allergic dogs. So, and then there are medications, again, that will help to reduce the kind of response your dog's showing. As long as there aren't any lesions on the dog, like scratch marks and infections, I wouldn't get too excited, but I would go back and try and work out a program to diagnose and address that particular dog's allergies.
All right, Dan, thank you.
I appreciate
Bye, Dan.
It. Thank you.
All right. He appreciates it. Here's Tony. Tony, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Tony. Hey, Tony. How are you?
I've got an abandoned cat.
Okay.
My parents lost their cat here a while back.
Are you having a bowel movement?
That's tough to concentrate when you're
it
doing
is.
That.
You lose it's your train like of that. Train yeah. of thought when you're, you know. Gosh, go ahead, Tony.
I can't answer your questions
now. I'm driving and talk.
Oh, you're having a bowel movement while you're driving?
Wow, man.
That's not good.
Man. That's
not good. Not good.
Tony.
What can I do for you, Tony?
Anyway, I've got this cat.
Anyway.
It's abandoned cat.
Yeah.
And it's a Persian cat of some sort. My neighbors looked it up online and found out what type of cat it was.
Okay. And what's your question?
The question is, since, like I said, it's an abandoned cat. I don't know what type of shots it's had or anything like that.
Okay. And yeah, we see this scenario all the time because we do a lot of rescue animals. If you don't know what your cat has and you don't have any other cats in the household, or if you do have cats in the household, may dictate the kind of diagnostics your vet may want to do. He may want to rule out the presence of a feline leukemia virus or FIV virus, which is like feline AIDS, we call it. And after, if that cat's normal for all that and good for that, then you can get them. It's better to just go ahead and revaccinate them and get them on board, and you know what you're dealing with, especially if you're planning on keeping them in your home.
Can a vet tell, if somebody finds a cat or something like he's talking about, can a vet tell with testing if the cat's had shots?
In some cases, they can actually send in for a titer, for a vaccinal titer, they call it, and not all viruses provide that kind of review, but you can talk to your vet about scheduling for that. But the cost of doing that and the time, I think it's just as easy just to revaccinate them, and it's rare that you're going to have a problem with that. Very rare that you would have like
an
overreaction.
If have the cat revaccinated.
Yeah,
that's what I would do, and have them check for, you know, check a poopy sample, make sure there's no parasites.
We don't talk baby talk on this.
Okay.
Tony, thank you.
Try and bring in a fecal exam.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Tony.
Thank you.
Poopy. What are we, kindergarten? Let's get Joan in here. Joan, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi,
Hey, Dr. Doug, thank you for taking my call. I have a rescue standard poodle. He's about 7 or 8. He started getting some crusty stuff around his nose, a bit of a hole. The vet said he probably has lupus. He said you should get a biopsy to find out what kind. Well, that was several months ago. When I spoke to him again, he said, actually, you shouldn't do anything. If he's not having any symptoms, leave it alone.
Your vet sounds lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be careful. It could be me.
No, I don't think so.
You.
I would tell you that if the lesions persist, I would want to do a biopsy and find out.
Okay.
You know, as much as you can find out. If the lesions have dried up and healed and you haven't had to do anything special, then I'm inclined to say, yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. No, they've stayed open. The hole in his nose has stayed open, and the crustiness around his nose has maybe expanded a little bit.
I would definitely get some biopsies of that, maybe some cultures, and just make sure you rule out all the bad things.
And what will that provide for me as far as information?
Well, hopefully it's going to give you a definition of what the pathology is exactly. If it is an autoimmune process like they're talking about, or if there's some other process going on, then that dictates how to treat it most effectively, whether you use steroids long-term or any other. There's some other immunosuppressive drugs that, like, we use for cancers. Sometimes those are used in autoimmune diseases as well.
Okay. He's a little lethargic, but he's older, so, and he's very stoic, so, you know, I really don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's worth, because if he's going to do a biopsy, usually under anesthesia, they'll want to do a pre-anesthetic blood panel. You might pick up other problems that are persisting, so it's a good responsible approach.
All right, thank you, Joan.
Bye, Joan.
Thank you for your help.
Let's get one more in here. That's going to be, this line's not working. Hang on, that line doesn't work. This be Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Great. I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, Jeff.
AM and the PM. Hallelujah. I have a question about a 15-year-old Yorkie. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I took him to the doctor. She listened to his heart. He was hacking and stuff. And he had congestive heart failure.
I couldn't hear you. They diagnosed heart failure?
Congestive.
Yeah, just by listening to his heart. He's 15 years old.
Okay. Yeah, that's not terribly uncommon. And there are medications to manage it to a point. Just like in humans with congestive heart failure, at some point it may or may not be very responsive to drugs, but usually the diagnostic is an ECG, which an EKG in us, a heart picture, an x-ray, and then they can do what's called an echocardiogram, just like in humans. And when they put all that information together, it tells them exactly what's going on in the heart, and it also gives you a guideline as the best treatment protocol to use.
Yes, you gave Enalapril and Salix.
Enalapril and Lasix is what you said?
Salix.
Yeah, I mean, those are drugs that sometimes the vet will just take off the shelf and start using, and they have function. They make the hearts work easier.
Well, he said Salix, and you said Lasix.
Salix is Lasix, same thing. It's a diuretic. It's just a water pill.
Okay.
And, yeah, when the heart stops functioning efficiently, then all the fluid starts to back up, and you start to get, it's like the lungs are like a sponge. It's not just free fluid as much as it's fluid incorporated in this spongy mass, and you need drugs to remove it. But there's lots of different approaches, again, based on the diagnosis. So, you know, kind of like a shotgun approach you're using is okay in some cases, but if they don't respond enough, then you really need to do the workup.
All right.
The Salix is peeing a lot. Is there something else I can give them to make them quit peeing?
I couldn't hear what you said.
He wants to give him something that he can quit peeing.
Not on the what?
On the Salix, he makes him pee a lot.
Well, yeah, that's what it's supposed to do because it's trying to release water. So, no, I mean, you need that. You need a diuretic. If he thinks that's the part of the problem on the x-ray, you see a bunch of fluid on the chest, that's something you have to live with. That's just like a human does the same thing, right? Okay. That the problem is you have to be responsible for getting them out. Otherwise, you're going to have messes all over.
Yeah.
But, no, you're going to have to do that to some degree for some length of time.
Hi, Jeff, thank you for the call. Before we close out here, you know, it sounds to me like these people call, they don't believe their vets, or they don't like their vets, or they don't trust their... I'm serious. They're asking you the stuff, and
they need to go to Dr. Doug.
My vet says this. Yeah. You people fire your vet. You don't have to go there anymore. Just go to Dr. Doug. Save a step.
Right. I'm game for that. But I was going to tell you that what I find is, you know how this is, Frank, the expert is always the guy outside your home. Right.
Right. Well, so, and they want some confirmation, I guess.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Second opinion.
Sounds to me like their vets are heading them in the right direction, but you have to sell sometimes to the people that these diagnostics are really important to understand what's going on clearly, rather than encouraging people just to shotgun it because it's cheaper to do it that way.
Yeah, and you folks, you go to your vet, and if you think what he's doing is not quite right, you go, hey, you're no Dr. Doug Pernikoff. That's
yeah.
what you say to
yeah.
him.
I'll be sued
yeah.
from over the
I'm out taking my business elsewhere.
All right, well, once again, we've...
thank you, guys.
We've done it again, and we'll do it again next week. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, bye, bye. Stephen Ray with AAA.
Yeah, Stephen Ray with AAA. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, your best friend. Courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. That AAA, you belong to AAA?
No.
I do.
Boy, I do. I got a car for my daughter, my wife, my mother-in-law. If you ever need it, man.
I have, through my cell phone company, Verizon, I have an emergency roadside assistance thing.
Have you ever used it?
No, I haven't had to use it yet.
Interesting to see how quickly they get to you.
Angela had, and I think he got there within, 15
minutes. Well, of course he did. She's a woman.
Right.
And she's cute, and she sounded cute on the phone. He's right there. You get in trouble,
it'll
they just leave you on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that got to be as quick for you. That AAA is a good thing to have. I think it's paid for itself almost every year.
I saw somebody at a gas station, a AAA guy was fixing a tire, and they have one of those air compressors right in the back of the truck there. He had the tube coming out, mm-hmm. and he was filling the tire up.
And I've gotten a new battery from them. They come right out and put it in.
From
AAA?
Yeah. Oh, they'll change a tire, put gas in.
Unlock your door for you.
Yeah, if you're out of gas, which I've never run out of gas. I don't know that I understand the running out of gas.
Yeah, my son did it, and he called them, and they're like, well, where are you? He said, at the Quick Trip on anything. He was there, but he had no money, so he thought they were going to come and give him free gas.
Will they come and give you money?
No, they said, sorry, we don't come to a gas station to give you gas.
Well, yeah.
I know.
Pushed his car out into the street.
Exactly. Rolled it a block away and go, I'm out of gas. Mr. Londoff is tied up, apparently, so it's up to me. It's up to
literally?
Me.
Literally?
No, I don't think literally. That's his business. If he's into that, that's between him and his wife, and we don't get into that. But it's my job now to tell you that buying a car, you see, I'm different about a lot of things. Like, I like to get pulled over by the police. It's exciting to me. That's sick. There's something sick about that. I've always liked to buy a car. I've enjoyed going to dealerships and test driving cars, and even if I knew I wasn't going to buy one, just see what's out there. I'd like to see what this drives like or that drives like. There are a lot of people that hate buying a car. We've known people our whole lives that we've met through the years and who've said, oh, man, I'd rather do anything than go shop for a new car. That's not the way it ought to be.
I'm like that. I don't even want to test drive a car. If it looks fine, I go, okay,
oh, man, something's wrong with you. I mean, you're the opposite of
yes.
me.
Do you have to have somebody go with you when you test drive a car, or will they let you just take it?
They'll let me, usually, because they can smell me coming a mile away. This guy's a car guy.
I think if you
they usually put a salesperson.
Or...
They usually take somebody goes with you to show you how things work. And, mm-hmm. But I've had both. I think it depends on how old you are. If you look like a shady character,
right.
And you know what I'm talking about. If somebody goes in there and they've got 1,900 piercings and, and their whole body is tattooed and their head is got sculpting in it like Mike Tyson, a tattoo on the side of your face. Yeah, they might say, I think we'll go with you on the test drive. So I think it depends on a lot of things, what kind of car it is, how expensive it is. But usually, I would say more often than not, I just go... And I don't have a salesperson with me. But then there's an advantage because along the way you go, hey, what does this do? What's this? You ask questions as you drive it, and they can help you. But here's the thing. It ought to be a thrill. It's a new car. Even if it's a pre-owned car, that's your new car. It ought to be a great experience. It's like the dental thing. It shouldn't be something you dread. And this is not dentistry. This is buying a car. But I do get it. I get that some places you go and there's too much pressure. Somebody's right on top of you as soon as you walk in, pushing you to, well, let me show you this. Let me show you this. Why don't you drive this? And here, sign this. Let me go talk to my manager. Here, let's put some money down. I get that part of it. You probably not shopped at Johnny Londoff because the folks at Johnny Londoff have never forgotten what it's supposed to feel like to be the customer. And this should be a very exciting time. You're coming home with a new car. Even if it's the pre-owned car, it's the family's new car. And as far as prices, look, go look at some prices and then go to John Londoff and you're going to find the same prices or better. That's a no-brainer. We don't need to get into prices. Inventory, what do you want? They got over 200 trucks, 100 Equinoxes, 100 Impalas. I mean, this place has a lot of Chevys. You want a Chevy and your AM and the PM, don't make a decision, please, until you at least give the folks at Johnny Londoff a shot at your business. The Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. You can go online at Londoff.com. Johnny Londoff, Chevrolet.
With an update on your afternoon commute, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine Airborne traffic. How's it look out there, Tim?
Tina, if you're traveling on southbound Route 3 just after the Poplar Street Bridge and you're in a long line, well, be patient because a train just crossed at Queenie. It is already off the, has crossed the highway, so things should be starting to loosen up a little bit, but it's a pretty long jam up now. On westbound 64, you are heavy from approaching Hampton through McCausland. We're heavy again approaching 270 through Mason. Southbound 270 looks like it's kind of sluggish from Olive down through 64, and then you hit stop-and-go traffic all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, northbound 55 was good. Eastbound 64, a little slow between Jefferson and Union Station, but once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5570 slows from 4th Street to Highway 64. This traffic report is brought to you by Office Depot. Office Depot has incredible back-to-school specials, plus the latest technology and the coolest supplies. Office Depot, they save you time. Depot time. That's a look at with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the generation that survived the 60s, the British invasion, Woodstock, Vietnam, the civil rights struggle, sent 24 human beings to explore the moon, endured Watergate, and even worse, disco. The baby boomers.
Far out, man.
And you can tap the potential of this key market at the 2012 KTRS Baby Boomer Expo, coming up this fall at the Ameristar Casino Resort Spa in St. Charles. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab at the top of the homepage. Exhibit space and sponsorships are limited, so get yours now before they sell out. The 2012 Baby Boomer Expo.
Talking about my generation.
From the Big 550.
Farm out, right arm.
KTRS.
You won't want to miss the three-day sale going on this weekend at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, O'Reilly Auto Parts will offer 3 days of incredible sale prices on products your vehicle uses every day. You won't believe the items you'll find on sale, items that you rely on to keep your car or truck running right. With these amazing deals and O'Reilly Auto Parts' guaranteed low prices, you'll see that putting money into your vehicle means taking less out of your wallet. Hurry in this weekend because these sale prices are only good this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Stock up and save big at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-600-2066. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-600-2066. That's 1-800-600-2066.
6 months, same as cash financing with approved credit from the original $189 window guys. Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. With 0% financing and online discount coupons, now's a great time to replace your windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World, 314-993-1800 for a free in-home estimate. That's 314-993-1800 or online at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-417-1738. That's 1-800-417-1738.
Oh, just one look. Come on.
Just one look.
Yeah, I love this song.
And I felt so high. I'm in love.
In love, in love, in love.
With you.
We're actually re-recording and laying down new tracks right now.
Ooh.
I don't know.
How could it feel?
How could it feel?
Feels to have.
Who is this?
It's a one-hit wonder, I think.
It's a good song. I love this song.
Doris Troy.
Wow.
Linda Ronstadt has a great
Yeah,
version.
She did a great version of this. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free. 888-550-KTRS. I'm very proud of something I did today, and I want to just shout it to the world. I pulled in the parking lot at a Burger King, and then I pulled out. I thought, no, I wanted like a big triple or double Whopper or something. And then I pulled in a Hardee's. On the way to work, there were two of these places. I pulled in a Hardee's, and I sat in the car, and I looked at the...
You pulled out of there, too?
I pulled out of there, too. And I came here, and I went downstairs and ended up eating a bowl of lemon chicken orzo soup.
Wow.
And you know what? It's good.
Well,
I didn't even know what it was.
What made you pull out of the Burger King lot and then pull into a
because
Hardee's
Because I'm
lot.
Fat. And I thought, I know, but then I second-guessed myself, and I thought, well, maybe I will have a big hamburger. And I thought, no, I'm not doing it. And I came here, and I went downstairs, and I said, what's lemon chicken orzo? And the guy said, here, I'll give you a sample. Have you ever had it?
No.
Good.
Yeah, it doesn't say, I don't like lemon.
No, it's good. So I had that and one piece of bread. So I'm really proud. I feel thin.
They have turkey burgers at Hardee's now. They're actually pretty good.
No, if I'm going to go to a place like that, I don't want a turkey burger. I want a big, dripping, greasy. I want mayonnaise to be dripping out of the bottom of it.
Oh, I can't eat mayonnaise.
Oh, man, I can. I absolutely can. 3-1 I gave the numbers, but Dan apparently is not answering the phones right now. He's busy engaged with other things. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. We have a very awkward, disturbing dilemma here at the station, and I'm going to share it with you. We've always had issues with the men's room. Now, I don't go in the women's restroom here. Tina'd have to tell me how that is.
It's fine, except for paper towels on the floor.
Yeah, and I never understood why you can't hit the basket. But the men's room, we've had all kinds of issues from clogs. We've had guys that worked here. They were like professional cloggers.
Not even clogging.
Tap dancing?
No.
Yes,
clogging. You know what I mean. I think they held it for 4 days just to clog the thing here. Now today, listen to this. You people that think you want to work with radio people, let me tell you something. Here's the people you're working with. Somebody in the men's room here has smeared poop on the wall with their fingers.
Oh.
Because you can tell it's finger swipes of poop.
I'm going to have to go take a picture and maybe put it on and share it with our Facebook crowd.
No, nobody wants to see that. But here's my question. Who touches your own poop and smears it on the wall? To smear it, you got to touch it. Now, who are you? And this person works here. Now, we very possibly, in the course of our time here today, would encounter this person and shake his hand. Hey, how you doing?
Well,
he could be the poop smear.
All over. I mean, you know, you wash your hands, but once you come out of the bathroom, what's to say you don't touch the fecal matter on the walls?
Oh, I don't. Look, anybody who does this, you think that person really washes his hands well? If you would touch your own poop, I don't trust you to wash your hands thoroughly.
I think it's the same person. We have somebody here. It's a serial person that's doing this over and over. It's
they like to leave a package.
Yeah. Just leave it in there.
We look 6 o'clock when we get off. We go in here, and the phantom poop package person likes to leave and not flush and leave it there for somebody
to
see.
It's not clogged. It's just not flushed.
It's just they don't flush it.
I don't know how you get up from a toilet and
not flush.
Not flush.
We are going to have an investigation.
Yeah.
There's somebody here.
Put a camera in there.
Remember when we had the toe sucker here?
Yeah.
Yes. We had a toe sucker that worked here. Now we have a poop smearer and a poop leaver. They leave the poop and they smear.
It's just amazing.
I don't want to work with this poop person.
They could probably get fingerprints out of that poop smear.
DNA. If
you could take a picture and they could get a print and then run it through the FBI files, Hadley.
Oh.
Really?
You think?
They sure do, you know.
I don't know. He's been here a long time, and we've never had evidence.
This is new. We need to check
a new person.
Somebody who just started here recently. That's who we got to look at.
We have a new show on before us.
Oh.
I'm not saying anything.
Better go ask.
Saying anything, but
don't say anymore. Don't say anymore.
But it's getting ridiculous.
I've never walked in the. Do they have a couch in the women's room here? Because a lot of women's restrooms have a couch.
No, there's not enough room.
But you've seen that. Haven't you? A couch?
Mm-hmm. Oh, when I worked at KWK, the women's bathroom had a couch.
They get like a lounge.
Yeah, it was a big lounge and everything.
It's in a separate little room, and then there's another door.
Why would you want to hang out in there?
Well, breastfeeding, in there to breastfeed. It's not connected to where the stalls are. It is connected to the stall door.
I think that's the reason. You know, men don't do that. No. But you do. You get couches and stuff. You get dispensers.
Do they have
personal
feminine hygiene products in there?
None. Nothing.
I thought that was a requirement of women's bathroom.
There's not a machine in there.
Yeah, that's odd. What if you had an emergency? Not you.
I guess you'd have to wad up a bunch of paper towels and shove them in your pants.
Oh good my night.
Well, you just wanted to
hear that. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Let's get back to feces. Don't talk about that anymore.
Let's talk to Laura. Hello, Laura. How are you?
Well, hello. How are you?
We're doing...
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Laura.
I wanted to let you know that I also made a sacrifice today.
Okay.
I went to a very popular frozen custard stand here on the east side.
Okay.
And I could have got a wonderful concrete full of nuts and chocolate and sauce and whipped cream and all of it. But I selected a ice cream cone, 98% light vanilla, and it was awesome.
And didn't you feel good? Didn't you actually feel thin?
I felt thinner after I ate it than I did before I ate it.
Yeah. Well, see, you and I, we're on the same page here.
Yeah. Congratulations on your decision.
Yeah, you too. You too. We've got great self-discipline.
Yes.
Until I leave here and between here and home, I stop somewhere. But till then, I feel great.
I'm good until about 7:30 p.m., and then, oh, boy, I can surely mess the whole day up.
Laura, was it Bobby's?
No, it was Annie's.
Okay. I don't know where Annie's is. I know where Bobby's is. Well, good for you.
Yeah. Thank you. You too.
All right, Laura. Nice talking to you.
Good support. Thanks. Bye. All right.
Support group.
She liked me.
Yeah, I could tell.
A lot. We have time for one more.
No, I think so.
One more. That'll be Mac. Hello, Mac. How are you?
Yeah, Frank.
Yeah, Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm AM. In the p.m.
All right, Mac.
Middle of the afternoon.
Cheer up. What can we do for you?
Sir?
Mac, what can we do for you?
I wanted to tell you that I share your feelings about He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Great song.
And there's two songs that have brought a tear to my eye for years and years. And that's one of them.
And let me guess, is another one Vern Gosden, Chiseled in Stone?
Oh, I love that, too.
Yeah? What's that?
No, Marty Robbins, El Paso.
Oh, I heard it 3 days ago. I had satellite radio in the car, Prime Country, and Marty Robbins came on. No voice has ever sounded like Marty Robbins.
Exactly.
A great song. What's the other one?
Well, that's it.
He Stopped Loving Her Today is the other one.
Well, I thought he had two more other than that. But those are two good. That's a good one. Marty Robbins, the great Marty Robbins. There are a few people that nobody sounds anything like, and Marty Robbins was one of those people.
You're right.
All right, Mac, thank you for the call.
Appreciate being able to talk to you.
Well, the pleasure's all ours,
all right.
Mac. Tom T. Hall was another guy. Remember that guy? Old dog.
Yeah, he used to,
watermelon
talk.
Wine. He'd tell stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that guy. I think he's still around. All right, American Equity Mortgage, they're still around. They've been around for over 20 years. Started in St. Louis, just with the St. Louis office. And then I guess realized that what they did so well, they figured, hey, a mortgage is a mortgage, and helping people save money and get lower interest rates is not just something St. Louis people would appreciate, but other people in other cities. So they're in all kinds of other cities now. But it started here. And we were among the chosen few that were sort of tapped to spread the word 20 years ago. The first year they were open, and they've been with us ever since, and we appreciate that. And you can help us thank them and again, it's the same request for every advertiser we have. Give them a chance to get your business. Give them a shot. That's all we ask. If they don't do what you think they need to do to get it and deserve it, then they won't get it. But give them a shot. If you're buying a home and you need a mortgage, or you want to borrow money on the equity in your house to pay off your credit card bills, talk to the folks at American Equity Mortgage. They'd be happy to talk to you. They've been doing this for over 20 years. You can go online to AmericanEquity.com. They work fast, by the way, too. They'll get you approved as fast as anybody, and they'll bust their butts to get you the best rate they can get you, no matter what your credit rating. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Here's Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim.
Delays, delays, delays on westbound 70. Right at Highway 79 at the overpass, you've got an accident on westbound 70. It's blocking the left lane, and traffic is backed up now approaching Cave Springs. It is just crawling. Now, if you're traveling eastbound on 64, you're looking slow. I guess it's baseball traffic coming in because it's slow now, approaching 141 through 270, almost up to 270, and then a little bit heavy from 170 through Big Bend. Southbound 170 was slow from Ladue down through Highway 64. Southbound 270, as I said, kind of sluggish down from Olive. Once you hit 64, it's stop and go down through Doherty Ferry. And eastbound 270 is heavy midway between
between McDonnell and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by ExxonMobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline helps your engine get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Think clean. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS are teaming up to help fight cancer with a Nestle Purina Radiothon, Wednesday, August 22nd. For more, go to KTRS.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
From downtown St. Louis, is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lippert and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Wednesday.
Afternoon, Bill.
Well, Anderson Cooper's boyfriend was reportedly caught cheating on him.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. They don't know who he was cheating with, but we can probably rule out Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, Stewart. For sure. Yeah.
Hey, a new study finds that humans started wearing clothes about 170,000 years ago.
Mm, too bad.
In fact, the first sentence ever spoken was, "Me look fat in this."
I get it. It's like Tarzan.
Yeah. You look.
Yeah.
And Mitt Romney's sons have been out on the campaign trail this summer. Maybe you've seen them around. My favorite story they tell is how they once didn't do their chores and had their allowance cut back to $8,000 a week.
Oh, wow.
Good. And finally, this afternoon.
Oh, man.
President Obama did an event in Chicago the other day and only filled half the seats in the venue.
Whoa.
Not a good turnout. In fact, there were so many empty seats that people that showed up mistakenly thought they had bought tickets to a Rams game.
Woo, that stings.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
Tina goes to the baseball game and they win every time she goes. You should start going this year to the Rams game.
Yeah.
Maybe
they could use the help.
Maybe they need you. Don't go away. The Playhouse is coming up. In 1 second, it'll be 5 o'clock. It is 5 o'clock. Big 5.